Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All of the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we are going to be discussing the vampire facelift and the O-shot. These are women procedures, and it's part of my BecomeSexyAgain.com program. For more information, call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.become29again.com or becomesexyagain.com. As always, I just want to leave you with this. This year, over 750,000 people will die of heart disease. Another 550,000 will die of cancer. 100,000 will die from adverse effects or side effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. One-third of American adults have hypertension. This year alone, 23 million will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. In 1950, there were 1 million Americans with type 2 diabetes. Now we have 23 million diagnosed just this year. In 2007, 750,000 joint replacements were done. In 2015, we expect over 2 million joint replacements to be done. 350 million Americans visited healthcare professionals last year. 420 million visited alternative medical practitioners. Well, what does that mean? It means that more people are Googling and they're looking for people who can help them naturally instead of putting them on drugs or put a band-aid on them for their problem. I also want you to know that my new book is going to be out in April. It's called Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. It will be out in April. It's a great book that's going to detail all the things you need to do to grow younger and be 29 again and again and be sexy, because you just don't want to be 29 if you're not sexy and healthy. So tonight we're going to talk about two subjects. We're going to talk about vampire facelift, and then we're going to talk about O-shot for women. Now, wrinkles, lines, and poor skin textures are accepted signs of aging. But what if they weren't? What if through a miracle of science, people could be like the vampires of old age, with skin that stays beautiful and youthful throughout the years, no matter their age? That miracle is no longer just a dream. with the revolutionary vampire face of procedure, you can enjoy healthy, youthful skin once again. Now, to schedule a vampire facelift consultation, you just need to call our office at 210-495-8558, or you can go onto our website, www.become29again, or become sexy again. Well, what is the vampire facelift? Well, the vampire facelift is a non-invasive procedure to improve the appearance of facial skin. The vampire facelift has been used to treat wrinkles, parentheses, smile lines, reduce cheek volume, diminish skin vibrancy, marionette lines, and more. The vampire facelift represents a scientific breakthrough for facial rejuvenation procedures. It provides all of the results and no scars, cutting, or downtime. How does the vampire facelift work? The vampire facelift utilizes platelet-rich plasma, also known as PRP. Using a highly advanced technique, these special regenerated cells are extracted from your own bloodstream and used to rejuvenate your skin. The vampire facelift procedures works like this. Blood is extracted from your body, usually from the arm vein. The blood is spun in a special centrifuge that extracts only the platelet-rich plasma, PRP, along with a naturally occurring hyaluronic acid solution. The PRP is injected into the facial area. This special rejuvenation solution improves the youthful glow and smooth texture of your skin. Because vampire facelift is non-invasive, it features no downtime, virtually no pain. We use a topical anesthetic, no scars, no plastic look. In essence, vampire facelift rejuvenates your skin all without unnecessary surgery. Now, I want you to understand what PRP does. When you introduce PRP into any area of your body, it activates the stem cells in the area, and the stem cells become younger and healthier. So therefore, your skin becomes younger and healthier. So vampire facelift is a natural, proven, effective way to rejuvenate your skin and facial skin. All right? That's what it does. Now, once again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA. The call-in number is 210-559-5959. Our email address is vfwillimd@hotmail.com or twaamc.com. You can also call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the internet at www.becomesexyagain.com or www.become29again.com. Now, let's talk about the O-Shot. Now, the O-Shot, for some people, may be risque, but you need to understand the O-Shot. There are four reasons sex may be less than pleasurable for women, and a lot of women don't talk about it. They don't talk to their docs about it. They just suffer in silence. The Journal of American Medical Association reports that sexual dysfunction, often considered worse in women than in men, can lead to a lower sense of well-being that negatively affects the relationship with our sex partners and contribute to the disintegration of the family. Sexual disorders not only take the fun out of sex, but better sex also leads to greater energy, more creativity, increased confidence, less depression, and improved overall health. Also, a healthy sex life increases your longevity. People who have a healthy sex life live longer. Now, some of the common areas of sexual dysfunction experienced by many women are low desire, also known as hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD. This is not counted as a disorder unless it disrupts the woman's life. According to the National Institute of Health, as many as 27% of premenopausal women and 52% of naturally menopausal women experience hypoactive sexual desire syndrome. About 12.5% of women who enter surgically induced menopause experience HSDD. Those are the ones who have hysterectomy. Second sexual problem for women is female sexual arousal desire. This affects about 1 in 20 women. It's usually, but not always, accompanied by the hyperactive sexual desire disorder. Women who experience this may want to have sex, but have much difficulty finding the pleasure of arousal. The third problem is female orgasmic disorder. Again, around 1 in 20 women can become aroused but have much difficulty with orgasm. This can become so frustrating that some women who experience orgasmic disorder avoid sex altogether. The fourth cause is dyspareunia. This condition causes up to 10% of women who suffer real physical pain with sex. This pain is not caused by decreased lubrication or vaginal spasm. It's just pain whenever they have sex. Up to 50%, 3/4, or 75 million American women report experiencing some level of physical sexual dysfunction. Many more who never report their sexual disorders may be affected. So in other words, as much as maybe half of the women have some form of sexual disorder that they never tell their doctors about, and they suffer in pain. When seeing a gynecologist, most women do not get relief when they see a gynecologist because the gynecologist thinks that they are crazy, or that they need to see a psychiatrist, or they need to go on to an antidepressant. Research shows that only about 14% of women ever talk to any of their physicians about sex. 14%. With up to half of women experiencing a sexual disorder, why do only about 1 in 10 ever talk to their physician about sex? According to the practice bulletin in obstetrics and gynecology, one reason may be that research has led to few proven treatment options. To date, treatment generally is limited to hormone replacement therapy in the form of vaginal estrogen or topical testosterone. Even with hormonal therapies, results are short term. It's no wonder only 14% of doctors ever discuss sexual problems with women. If the woman receives hormone replacement therapy, the only other known solution, per the official recommendation of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, appears to be psychosocial therapies. under the circumstances, both physician and the patient would be discouraged from discussing a problem for which there is no proven solution, so the doctor just doesn't ask. You know, when the doctor has 5 minutes to see you in his office, the last thing he wants to do is to discuss your sexual problems with him, because that will take 30 minutes to discuss. And he does not have 30 minutes to give you because he has 60 patients to see in that day. So rather than discuss that with you, he would rather just let it go and leave it alone. And if you do bring it up, he quickly writes a prescription for an antidepressant, because obviously you must be depressed, because it certainly couldn't possibly be the medication that you get. There's no doubt that sex education counseling helps sexual performance and results. But if the woman body does not respond as it should, even with proper knowledge, then the woman continues to suffer. This explains why up to 75 million women in the United States alone continue to suffer mentally and physically from sexual problems. Once again, you are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams, MD, and you are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk Radio 550 KTSA. The call-in number is 210-559-5959. Or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Or alternatively, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, or on the web at www.becomesexyagain.com. Becomesexyagain.com or become29again.com. I also want to remind you that my new book is out in April. It's called Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. It's going to be an incredible book. It's going to have information on how I was able to make my body look 29 again and feel sexy again. With Viagra, Cialis, penile implants, and hundreds of supplements to help men, they don't need the help. But there's no help for women. It seems that the men have plenty of options for medical therapy, while women get psychological counseling and maybe some hormones. It's about time for that to change. So what's new? For several years, blood-derived growth factors have been used to rejuvenate the face. You can see signs that supports using PRP to rejuvenate the face at the vampirefacelift.com website. A variety of media, including the New York Times, as well as the Doctors and Dr. Oz television program, have featured a vampire facelift procedure. Biopsy studies published in highly regarded medical journals such as Advances in Skin and Wound Care and the Journal of Drugs in Dermatology demonstrate that when platelet-rich plasma is injected, stem cells multiply and grow new, younger tissue. In the same way PRP rejuvenates the skin of the face, it appears that PRP rejuvenates healthy vaginal tissue. The whole procedure for processing the blood and injecting the growth factors takes about 10 to 15 minutes in the office. Now, there's no magic shot to take the place of emotional, hormonal, relationship, and general health. We always recommend using working with a sex educator to find the best way to activate the female orgasmic system. How does the O-shot procedure work? The Federal Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approved the use of the kit to prepare plasma-rich protein for the use in the need to activate the stem cells and rejuvenate tissue. The same kit is used routinely in the face for the vampire facelift procedure. Now, there has never been any serious reaction to PRP in any parts of the body. The FDA has not evaluated the use of the kit for precision PRP for use in the vagina area. But the O-shot procedure begins with a simple blood draw. The blood is drawn, and after the blood is drawn, the growth factors in the PRP, platelet-rich plasma, are extracted. And from the blood sample, this extracted PRP is then injected into an area near the clit and into the upper area of the vaginal called the O-shot area. Using this procedure, we use an anesthetic cream, so the procedure is painless. And once the procedure is done, the tissues start becoming younger and healthier because the stem cells in the area is improved. So what can the O-shot do for you? Once the PRP, plasma-rich platelet, is injected into the area of the vagina and clitoris, the regenerative cells begin to rejuvenate the vaginal tissue. This results in increased sensitivity, a tighter vaginal skin, increased desire, and better, healthier sex. The O-shot is one of the only treatments available for women for female sexual dysfunction and is the one that is backed by plenty of scientific research. The O-shot can help women suffering from low desire, difficulty reaching orgasm, difficulty becoming aroused, and painful sex. Coming from the creators of the vampire facelift, the O-shot can help women of any background overcome their sexual issues and strengthen their relationship. Treatment for sexual dysfunction is no longer just a man's world. With O-shot, women can find relief too. Now, I do want to explain a couple things to you. The O-shot does help with urine incontinence. It finds that in the studies we have done that if you have urine incontinence, this helps tremendously in helping that, number one. Number two, it helps with vaginal lubrication, so your dryness will be improved. Number three, it helps with lubrication of your vaginal area. Number four, it helps in women who have had pain with urination, with intercourse. It helps with that. And finally, it helps strengthens your orgasm. So together, both the vampire facelift and the O-shot and also the Piper shot for men, they all utilize PRP, plasma-rich platelet, which is obtained from your own blood. It's the same plasma-rich protein which Kobe Bryant got when he went to Germany. It's the same PRP that Alex Rodriguez got when he also went to Germany to help recover. Because what it does is it activates the stem cells in your area. Now, what do stem cells do? Well, when we inject your body with stem cells, the stem cells are activated, they start working and they start rejuvenating the area. It starts making the area younger. That's why people who use PRP for their spine or their knees or their shoulder, people who've been told that they need to have knee replacement or been told that all they have is bone on bone. When you use PRP and stem cells in those areas, the PRP helps the stem cells rejuvenate the area by increasing your cartilage, increasing your synovial fluid, increasing your cells in the area, and it helps. And when you take an x-ray 3 years later, you'll find that your knees or wherever we put it works better. As far as the O-shot is concerned, the longest living O-shot recipient is now going on almost 2 years, and there's been no side effects, and this person still has improved sexual function. Now, I can go on here and tell you the tremendous stories that we get from these patients, but we don't need to do that. The point that I'm trying to make is that, yes, women, we do have things to help your face look younger. We have things to help you have better orgasm and help with urine incontinence. And for men, we have things to help you with your erectile dysfunction. But we also use PRP for other areas. We use PRP for stretch marks. It improves stretch marks. And we use it for joint pains, muscle pains, and those areas. This is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You are listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. Our call-in number is 210-559-5959. Or you can reach us at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558 or on the web at www.becomesexyagain.com or www.become29again.com. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You have a great day, and we will catch you next Saturday. Thank you.